Alyssa, and I'm hanging out with Brani and EJ on Hot FM.
The X Factor 2014 finally came to an end, and we can safely say this chick deserved to take it out.
Congratulations, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're super excited.
Thank you for having me.
Do you feel like you've got to work harder because you are only 15 years old, the youngest person on the X Factor? Is that a lot of pressure?
It is a lot of pressure, but, you know, I just remind myself to just have fun, make the most of this opportunity. And, yeah, I love the traveling, so I'm just really happy.
How are you going to balance between your singing career, your schooling career, and I guess you're not going to do a part-time job anymore because this is your future?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to leave my old school because it's going to be too hard for me to go back, and I'm too busy anyway. And, yeah, so I think I'll do homeschooling. School's still really important. I want to finish it.
So how are the kids at your old school? Were they pretty excited that you were the winner? And do you have lots of them now pretending to be your friend?
Well, yeah, my close group of friends are really, really proud to be my friend. But yeah, I do have a lot more friends than I did before.
It's always the case, winning a piece of the action. To those ones, you just got to turn around and offer your signature to them and charge them $5 for it.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Do you get people stopping you in the streets wanting your autograph?
Yes, it's really common. You know, I would just walk in the streets and then random people would come up to me and say, oh my goodness, can I have a selfie, please?
Yeah, it seems to be the way of the future. Autographs are out, selfies are now in. So you're okay if people see you in the street?
Yeah, but I try to rarely go out.
And it sucks because if you go out, I guess you have to get dressed up nicely so you're ready for a selfie.
All right, let's have a chat about your debut single, Stand By You. It is doing absolutely incredibly. How do you feel like when you hear your song on the radio for the first time or see yourself on TV?
It's incredible. You know, sometimes I ask myself if that's me, and because it's amazing, you know, to hear yourself on the radio. It's a whole new experience, you know. I never expected it would happen, so yeah, but it's really exciting, you know. The single's gone to gold and I'm really, really happy. It's selling really well.
If you could think of one thing, one goal that you've got coming up, what would that be?
I would love to perform, maybe in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. So maybe do a Britney Spears and live and work there for a while?
Oh, I don't know. She's a bit revealing.
Yeah, and we don't want you to shave your head. We like you just the way you are.
Yeah, I still respect her, but, you know, yeah, I just want to be myself, you know?
What are your parents like? Are your family, are they really excited for you? I guess they would have brought you along originally to all the auditions. They probably didn't think you'd get all the way. They would have hoped you would.
Yes.
But you never expect it, do you?
No, you never expect it. They just told me to give it a go. You know, my brother was the one who was like, oh, I think you should give it a go at the last minute. Because I actually wasn't planning to audition when I was 14 because, you know, maybe we would wait until I was 16. But, you know, my brother was like, oh, I think you should give it a go. You know, you never know what happens.
So and you owe him forever, don't you?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
He's your brother. He'll be fine. You can maybe get him something for Christmas if he's good.
Yeah, I'm really thankful to him, you know. And my family are really, really happy. Yeah, they're enjoying the album and the single.
Now, Melissa, you look at other acts who have made it in the industry, like Lady Gaga. She was known for her crazy outfits. You look at Justin Bieber when he first started out. Everyone was talking about his hair. You couldn't touch his hair because it was just perfect. What's your trait? What's the one thing you reckon that you've got to go through the industry and that people are going to remember you for?
Well, if you watched me in The X Factor, I would always have this ear cuff on my ear. It's my trademark.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So you're always going to have that with you? You maybe even branch into merchandising where you sell your very own ones on the side?
Maybe, yeah. It's like my good luck, so yeah, I might be giving some good luck to other people.
Oh, that's lovely, Melissa. We're so excited. You're so beautiful. Your smash new single, Stand By You, is amazing. It's out now, so make sure you do jump online on iTunes. Purchase it. Does anyone go to the CD stores anymore? If you do, go and buy it.
Yeah, definitely get involved. Get amongst it because we are going to see you having a big future. Well done with all your success and congratulations again, Melissa.
Thank you.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.